There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We have you covered Thursday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. Tim Murray, JVT, and the Golics. Deep dive into prospects and predictions and props. Special edition GM Shuffle, 8 p.m. Eastern. Michael Lombardi and Femi bring you a real-time analysis of first-round picks. Michael give his thoughts on every pick and trade as they happen. Special edition GM Shuffle on VSiN, DraftKings Network, or the VSiN YouTube page. Cap off the night 11 p.m. Eastern with VSiN Tonight, where they wrap up all the first-round action and go over all the props that cashed and all the bets. VSiN.com/draft, and you got to read Human's mock. VSiN.com/draft.
Three games tonight in the NBA playoffs.
Yep.
All of these are game twos.
Yep, and it's perfect because all three games here involve a team that embarrassed themselves in game one.
Yeah, well, what do you think happened? I mean, the Clippers and Mavericks game. In game one.
Well, they disrespected their opponent, and it was another example of you have to dial it up and take it up a notch because it's not the regular season anymore. Everyone's bringing their A game for the most part in the playoffs, and it was, well, Kawhi's not going to play, and we're good.
How many times has that happened again this year?
Yep.
Where the opposing team gets news that a star player on their opponent's side is not going to be there, and it's just a total no-show.
And they relax, and they, yep.
They sure. Couldn't shoot. Clippers couldn't miss. Perfect combination. And now in game two tonight, Matt, but here's the thing. They were taking money all week leading into game one. The series price kept moving in their direction, going up, up, and away.
That's the thing. It's the same thing with all three series. Everyone was making the case for Phoenix, and they went off a $1.40, $1.50 series price favorite. Everything flipped. Everyone making the case for Dallas, the uncertainty of Kawhi. No one picking the Clippers to win the series. Everyone picking Dallas and betting Dallas to win the series. And everyone in love with the Pacers because of the freak news.
I would say that, and this was brought up on the air last week, the two series prices that just got completely out of control. Even though I bet the Pacers, when it got to where it did before game one, that was a little too much of a flip. The same thing could have been said about the Suns-Wolves. And I kind of like the Suns in the series. But the Wolves went off as a dog. Doesn't mean they're going to win. They have the game two tonight, obviously. The Wolves went off as a small dog to win the series? And the Sun just kept taking money over and over and over again?
But if everyone's thinking alike, we're not thinking. That's the thing. But I know. I understand. But this is... But Phoenix also had no problems with them in the regular season.
Right, just think about that.
But that's the regular season. But here, I bet Dallas, and I think they respond 8 points in a quarter. Come on.
Yeah.
And the supporting cast was atrocious. I also didn't think we were going to see James Harden from Houston, how well he played. But that, again, the Clippers have a good team and a good roster that's deep. So you see, a guy like Coffey can knock down shots. Zubac was great.
Oh, he's awesome.
Harden was awesome. George can play. Westbrook, ton of energy. You know, get the crowd juiced up and ready to go. So Kyrie was great. Luka played well, other than that second quarter. But if the others don't do anything and the lights are too bright, that's going to happen. But you cannot go down 0-2 if Kawhi Leonard's not going to play. Now, when's he going to come back? I don't know. I mean, this Paul George comment about we're going to have him back at some point. At some point.
Well,
I mean, this we're going to do this every year with this guy?
Yes, we are.
I mean, it's so unfortunate.
It's never going to change.
I know.
It sucks because he's so good.
I know.
But I actually laughed out loud, no joke, when I saw that tweet come across yesterday. Kawhi Leonard, questionable for game two. I laughed. I'm like, is there any other option? Literally, there is no other option that exists. He's not doubtful. He's not ready to go. None of that. It's only questionable for him.
Yeah, I know. And upgraded in game one. First things first is he has to participate in practice with contact. That's the first thing. Until there's actually contact, then we can't say, well, he's coming back or he's getting close. And that's a big one right now.
Right. This I do know. The winner of this series, because if it's going to be the Clippers, and they were so impressive in game one, or if the Mavericks flip it and get back to what they were like in the previous month, there will not be a single human being, not many I should say, who will pick OKC to win the next series. It's going to be heavy, heavy. It's going to be an avalanche of predictions on the Mavericks or Clippers to advance.
Reminds me of the Atlanta Hawks team with Budenholzer. One of the most disrespected one seeds you're ever going to see. Yep, and they have a ton of talent, but they are young without experience.
No doubt.
But still, OKC's a very good team. Now, here's the one you were talking about. So, Phoenix swept Minnesota during the regular season. They outscored them by 47 points. You could not play two bigs at the same time. They killed them. I mentioned this yesterday on the show. Cat and Gobert, in 37 minutes, they were outscored by 24 points. When it was Gobert and Nas together, in 30 minutes, they were outscored by 39 points. They put them in a blender and went to work on them. But Phoenix is the worst fourth quarter team in the league, and that was a problem all season. In every game, Phoenix had a double-digit lead in the second half. But, adjustments, and now it's the playoffs. Now, what helped them was Grayson Allen rolled his ankle, so Cat didn't have to chase him around. But they didn't play Cat a lot of minutes, so they didn't play two bigs for a lot of the game. But also, which drives me nuts, Gobert's going to win Defensive Player of the Year. Minnesota is the number one defensive team in the league, and that was awesome. That was 1990, great basketball, great defense, smothering defense, Booker 5 of 16. We have so many guys that can defend and lock you up, and they did. Durant played well. Other than that, nothing really happened from Phoenix, and Edwards played like Michael Jordan. Body bagged them.
The phrase, their big three, it has driven me nuts for 20 years in the NBA. I hate it. Everybody does it for every single team. I can't stand it. The Minnesota Timberwolves are actually deep. That's refreshing. They have 10 guys that can play, maybe even more than that. And you always hear, like when the Phoenix Suns got Bradley, hey, they have their big three. What? Bradley Beal is a part of a big three? How? And what does that mean? With an aging Kevin Durant?
Oh, it's out of control.
Right?
The drug test, people need to be drug tested. I heard Steve Smith say Bradley Beal's a future Hall of Famer. The guy's made it to the conference semis one time.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? But points in the paint, 52-34, rebounds 52-28.
They have a little bit of everything. And they have, again, I've been saying this since probably like January, elite defenders, to your point, all over the court.
Yeah.
Everybody. Those guys on the perimeter are exceptional, and it's a great combination. And they're the reason why Rudy Gobert is going to win Defensive Player of the Year. They're the reason why. To the guy I was talking about who has gone off against tonight's opponent, it's Luka. Great tweet from StatMuse. Last six playoff games against the Clippers, 35.5 points per game, 8.5 rebounds, 10 assists, one win.
Wow.
One win and those numbers.
Tyronn Lue's very good, and especially with matchups and, in putting together a game plan. I love what they did, targeting him early defensively and putting him in screens and trying to wear him out.
Yep.
It's a great game plan. Then again, I never thought they'd score 8 points in a quarter, but because they were on that 16-2 run to close the year, and one of the losses Luka didn't play. But, it's a different ball game now. It's a whole different animal in the playoffs. And you get some of these young guys without experience, and they need a diaper. And you saw that with some of this, too. I mean, how do you look at the Pacers? They went 4-1 this year against Milwaukee. And then they come out, and it's just, that's what they do. They take threes, and they're number two in pace, and they have the second-best offense in NBA history. They're just taking some long threes, and nothing's going in. They look horrible.
They need Tyrese Halliburton to be the true catalyst of that team on offense.
I know he hasn't been the same player since the injury.
I don't want him taking a ton of threes.
No, I don't either.
I want him driving and getting everybody else involved.
Yeah.
Also, will the Bucks have any solution for Pascal Siakam? He was great in game one.
Yep.
And I don't anticipate Dame to go, 35 points, maybe in the game, but in the first half of the game, and it was over with pretty much at halftime, because he went, that was Dame time in Portland, the guy that we got. I expect him to be good, though, with no freak. I don't think, I mean, nobody's going to deny this. I mean, it didn't really work out as well as anybody thought it would between those two guys. That's what I'm talking about. Like a big three, right? They're bringing this guy.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to continue? I was going to say the thing I can't imagine, I can't believe, though, is not getting enough attention. They had the second best offense under Griffin. They're 18th under Doc.
Sure. Defense got a lot better.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's shocking what's happened offensively under Doc. But that was good to see, though, with him in game one. The other thing, though, the pressure on Minnesota organization. I mean, this is, you've been out of the first round one time. I mean, this is big. Can you imagine if they go out and they can't win this series? They're only $1.50 adjusted series. So are the Clippers, which they have a 1-0 lead home court. Clippers have their star coming back at some point. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised at that. But imagine that they're going to be huge changes if Minnesota can't get out of the first round. And I'd feel bad for that fan base. Only one time when you had Garnett, you made the conference finals.
But when you're that deep and you have that many young guys still, you can't keep them together forever.
You can't pay those guys, either. They have, right. Yeah. And then you got that whole A-Rod Taylor thing that's going on.
I don't know. Maybe it's just to us again. Maybe it's just home teams win again, and all these unders keep coming in.
Yeah.
Is it really going to be that simple?
16 straight home teams have won.
And first half unders, 14-2-1.
God, that's nuts.
So far?
That is wild.
Numbers keep coming down. Adjustments not big enough.
Yeah. I know. And it's slowing down and no more crazy pace, and they're not calling anything.
Yeah. We'll recap some of what last night was an amazing night in sports. We'll recap a little bit of it and get you some updated numbers after last night next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.